Shalom Aleichem, sweetest friends. This is so exciting for me. Today we're going to be learning about Baalei Tshuva and Tzadikim Gemurim and Vidui. And frankly, friends, lots of fun stuff. So come join us. Come for the ride. Put on your seatbelts. The Shir is going to be based on the Holy Sefer Parchat Yitzchak and Yom Kippur, Maimer Yud Zayin. And it should be Lili Nishmas, HaChover, Reb Chaim Tzvi, Ben Reb Eliyahu, and Lili Nishmas, Esther Bas Shmuel, and the Refuas, Yehuda Ben Sion Ben Naomi, and Aaron Yeshua Ben Chai Shoshana, and Meir Ruvain Ben Shoshana, Pesach Shai Chole Yisrael. The Rambam is a very interesting Lashon in the Hilchos Tshuva, in the second parak in Halacha Beis. The Rambam says, V'yayin alav yodea talumo shol yoshuv lazeh hachet le'olam, that you should do tshuva, that such a festish tshuva, it's such a strong tshuva, that even the Yodea Talumos, he who knows secrets, in other words, the Lord, will be your witness that you will never return to this sin again. And that's how the Kesef Mishnah learns. Yigach le'ed l'Hashem Yisbarach. You take God as your witness. And the Makor is the Maimer Chazal, Shuv Yisrael, Ad Hashem Elokecha. And we dash in Eid Hashem Elokecha, that God is your witness that you're never going to sin again. Now this is very powerful that a Baal Tshuva can think about that, that your neshama has the power to elevate to the point where God is your witness. Ki yesh biyada shel neshama la'alot ora ad kidei hityatzvut b'fnei yotzra. You can elevate the light of your neshama until God himself. And you say atem eidai. By saying atem eidai, that is a nusach. And you say to the witness, you see, you say that nusach, and that obligates you that you can't be chozer bo, like it says in the Gemara in Ksubis, nefkuf aleph amid beis. Atem eidai, that's it. You got to do what you said. You appointed witnesses. You make God your witness. That's very, very powerful. Now, there's an akud and a flaw here, as R' Futner calls it, that obligates us to really analyze this issue and think about it a great deal and reflect. Because we also find about Tzadikim Gemurim. We find that when a person's afraid that he's going to stumble, he swears, he takes a shvua, and this strengthens his resolve not to stumble. As it says in Tehillim, Nishbati v'akayem alishmo mishpatei tzedkecha. By idea of a shvua, it says in the Dharam, Dav Ches Amad Beis, Tzadikim are nishbaim, they make this shvua in order that they shouldn't sin. So both the Tzadik and the Baal Tshuva don't want to sin. However, there are different approaches. The tzaddik does it by swearing that he's not going to sin, by taking a shvua. The Baal Tshuva, what does the Baal Tshuva do? The Baal Tshuva takes God as his witness. Wow. So we have to see the difference between the tzaddik and the Baal Tshuva, where it comes from. Why is the tzaddik swearing and the Baal Tshuva taking God as his witness? Now Rabbeinu Yonah, in the Shari Tshuva, in the Ikar HaChadasar, in the 11th Ikar, there he says that when a person was sick, and now they are no longer sick, they have to be more wary of being sick again than one who was never sick in the first place. We all know that. So that's all. And so to a person who once sinned has to be more careful about never sinning again. Because he once had this illness, and he has to be extra special careful. Once an alcoholic, always an alcoholic. We all know that from the AA meetings. I don't know if you guys went. I know I didn't. But I'm sure you didn't either, sweetest friends. But I know people who did. Alcoholics Anonymous. Once an alcoholic, always an alcoholic. It could be that you haven't taken a drink for 25 years, but once, always. Once a sinner, there's always that danger a person's going to return. However, on the other hand, there's also a tzad in which a tzadik meikaro is weaker than a baal tshuva. On one hand, the tzadik meikaro is stronger because he never sinned in the first place. He was never sick in the first place. On the other hand, there's also a tzad that the tzadik meikaro is weaker than the baal tshuva. And that's what we're going to explore, as it were. So there are two makoros for vidui. One makor for vidui is the famous pasuk in the parasha of Gezel Hager that it says v'hisvadu, that you should say vidui, you should confess. And that pasuk is found in the book of Numbers of Bamidbar, Perikei Pasuk Zayin. That's one type of vidui. When a person sins, there's another type of vidui. And this type of vidui isn't at all connected to tshuva. And it has its own makor, and that's what a footnote has done, as we've pointed out, in almost every mimer. that he uses his great analytical skills, according to the Lithuanian Derech of two dinim, and he shows that what we thought was one concept is really two. So we always thought there's vidui. Vidui is confession, that's it, there's vidui. But there are really two types of vidui. There's the vidui of Gezel Ager, and then there's another vidui, there's the vidui of the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. And the Gemara learns, it says in the Pasuk that there's something called Kapara, and the Gemara learns that it's not Kaparas Domim, it's Kaparas Dvarim. Isn't that interesting? It's not, this kapara is not a kapara of blood that you do zrikas hadam, you sprinkle the blood. It's a kapara of words. And even though there's no chew involved, when the Kohen's doing this kapara for the Klal Yisrael, there's not necessarily any chew involved. He's just doing the vidui, and this vidui is mechaper. And not only that, but it's not called by the Shem HaKloli of vidui. It's called Kaparas Tevarim. So what, sweetest friends, is this all about? So, it says Rav Huttner very interestingly. When you do vidui min hasug haklali, the general vidui, you have to express with your mouth the other halakim of tshuva. That is mekomam balev. When a person does vidui, he regrets the sin, he takes upon himself never to do it again, he acknowledges the sin. So what is found in one's heart, he says with his mouth. However, there's another type of vidui, sweetest friends, called kaparas tevarim. When the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur is doing vidui, so that kaparas tevarim, all it has is ishur uvdas hachet. He just acknowledges the sin. Chatasi. And this Kaparas Devarim doesn't only teach about itself, but it teaches in general about Vidui. And we have to understand the Tzad Kapara that is found in Vidui. Because this Tzad Kapara is so strong that when you have Vidui that stands alone, it's called a kapara. Says Rav Huttner. Me'achal shetzad ha-kapara hazeh magiyu ad kidei kach she'afilu b'makom she'avidui omed b'fnei atzmo. Shem ha-kapara chala alav. Kapara tvarim. So this kapara is so strong, reaches the extent that even when vidui is by itself, it's called a kapara. So we have to understand what is the nature of this kapara tvarim. And the Gemara says that this kaparas dvarim is parallel to kaparas dam. So what's the kaparas? What's this kaparas dvarim? So we want to understand. You do vidui, and this vidui gives you kaparas dvarim. What's this kaparas dvarim all about? So, sweetest friends, when we sinned in Gan Eden, talking about primordial man, Adam. When Adam sinned in Gan Eden, what he did was he allowed the power of evil to enter into his body, to enter into his spiritual makeup. Man was created good and pure, and after the chait, man is a gemishichts. He's a mixture of good and bad. And in fact, Chazal teach us that the nachash had bia with Chava, and he injected her with his tumah, with his poison. And the Chachmei HaKabbalah teach us that when Chava was injected with the poison, with the spiritual poison of the Nachash, that was the beginning of the mixture of good and bad. Now, there is a Koach of Ra that stood by itself before this mixture. However, this was outside the existence of man. So it's like a dog barking at you. So the dog isn't inside of you, unless you just ate a hot dog. But assuming you didn't, the dog is not inside of you, the dog is outside of you, it's barking at you. That's what Ra used to do. Before the Chava and the Nachash and the Chet Eitz Hadas, Ra was an external force. And it would bark at us and say, roof sin, But it wasn't inside of us, it wasn't part of us. V'nimtza, says the Rebbe, D'kol ma she'arashi b'tech gufo shel adam, holeich v'nitcha min apanam klapei chutz, v'nizbarer hara mitoch ha'tarabes, kein le'uma zos holeich adam v'skarab le'oso tziur, shel adam terem she'yoda asachet. The more we take the sin, the evil, excuse me, and we remove it from our systems, sin is evil, obviously, the more we come closer to man in his pristine, pure state. Man now is a mixture of good and bad. The more we remove the bad from our system, the more we return, we come closer to our original state of pristine purity. What is vidui, sweetest friends? This insight is worth, on eBay, where you can get things for cheap, this is worth $2.5 million. And in a regular retail store, it's worth like $4 million. If you get it on eBay, it's worth $2.5 million, sweetest friends. What is vidui? I'll tell you what vidui is. Vidui is gilui uvdat hachet la'avir hachitzon. You are revealing the fact of sin to the external environment, atmosphere. And that's the tzad hakapara of vidui. We talked before about how vidui alone has its tzad kapara, and we wanted to understand the relationship between the vidui and the kapara. Why does vidui give you a kapara, even though it's not necessarily connected to tshuva? When the Kohen Gadol is doing his vidui, it doesn't necessarily come along with tshuva. Why? Shekein ha'utzoas ha'chait min ha'helim shebenefesh ela gilui shelapeh nidon hu kibeiru hara min ha'ta'aroves v'ha'amadaso b'fnei atzmo al yedei ha'haflata min ha'panim el ha'chutz. Beautiful, beautiful. You're taking the ra. Where's the ra right now? Ra, ra, ra. The ra is inside of you. Not inside of you. You're holy. You're pure. Me. The ra is inside of me. And now I am sort of extracting it from within me. I am revealing it with my mouth, and that I'm thereby separating the ra from the tov. Now within me there is ra and tov. I say vidui, and as I'm saying the vidui, the ra separates from the tov. Wow. And now it's standing by itself, al yedei ha'haflata, by being ejected, thank you very much, Nachman, by being ejected from one system, from the inside to the outside. So that's what we're doing. We are pressing, vidui is pressing the eject button, and it is being ejected from in to out. And this is mefurish in the Gemara, when it says, and this Gemara, for those of a more scholarly inclination, is to be found in Yuma on page 86b, that the Averos that one confessed on this Yom Kippur, he should not confess them next Yom Kippur. And so Paskin Rabbeinu Yonah. Why? Because Rabbeinu Yonah explains that not confessing the next Yom Kippur is because if he does confess, it looks like he doesn't believe in the power of tshuva. Because he already confessed, and he already did tshuva. So by confessing again, he's showing that he doesn't believe in the power of tshuva. What's interesting, what's fascinating, is that the Gemara says, and Rabbeinu Yonah doesn't explain this, that the mashal is if you confess this year on what you already confessed for last year, it's like a kelev shav al kio, may a dog, you with me? Like a dog, do they have any dogs in Ranana? Like a dog who returns to his vomit. So too, this person is confessing once again. And that is such a strange mashal. What does the mashal have to do with the nimshal? Why is confessing again like a dog returning to his vomit? But that, sweetest friends, is exactly the point. Vidui is ejecting the evil within us, the impurities within us, and we eject them out of our system. We are separating the evil from our point of existence. It is no longer part of us. It has been vomited up. It's like a person who goes, I once went to a fancy restaurant, I'll never forget, it was about 14 years ago, and I came home from that restaurant, and I will not go into the gory details of how my stomach reacted to that food, but let us just say that it wasn't pretty. When something doesn't agree with you, and you get ill, so you vomit, and oh, the bad stuff came out, and you feel so much better. And that, sweetest friends, is exactly what vidui is. Sin, ra, is poison. It's food poisoning. It's spiritual food poisoning. And when you did the aveira, now it's inside of you. What must one do? One must eject it. Vomit it! What is vomiting? Vidui. The vidui, we spit it out. It's no longer part of us. The evil is gone. It's out. And if one confesses again the next year for what he did this year, you know what he's essentially saying? What he's essentially doing? He's returning to the vomit. Last year he'd ejected this ra. He said, Besikur ayin. That he remembered the last year, he once, Rahmana Litzlan, he once looked at he was walking in New York City, and there was a newsstand, and he looked at the newsstand. And when you look at a newsstand in New York City, sweetest friends, let us just say they don't have Gedolim pictures up there. Okay? So he looked, and then that Yom Kippur, he did a vidui for that histaklus. The next, what happened? Now it's gone. It's out. The vomit is out. Baruch Hashem. The bad stuff is out of him. Next year he confesses again. It's like a kelev hashav el kiyo. It's like a person, it's like a dog who returns to his vomit. Beautiful. So this hasber of Rafutner is kimat mefurish in the Gemara. That the Gemara is telling us that that's what vidui is. What happens when a person doesn't do vidui? That's called mechase pshav. Covering up your sins, because covering up is the opposite of revealing. Because the ikar tzad kapara of vidui, we said vidui is called kapara astvarim. What's the kapara of vidui, sweetest friends? The gilui, the revealing. Because when you reveal it, when you expose it, there's no longer a taroves. There's no longer a mixture within you of tov and ra. You are now all tov. And that's the opposite of the hatalas zoama, the injection of the spiritual poison into the body of Chava. The vidui is the haflota, is the spitting out, the ejecting of the zoama, of the spiritual impurity from the body. And then you come to the point of man before the sin, where there is no longer a mixture of good and evil because the evil is out. And that's what the revealing does. Because the revealing is like hotzah el achutz. It's like ejecting it out. Now, sweetest friends, the opposite of that is mechase pshav. You're covering it up. So it's still all connected. It's still all mixed together. There's still a mixture of tov and ra. But the moment the person says it, he reveals it. It's now out in the open. And now it's been separated, as it were, from his internal being. And now, sweetest friends, this is so exciting. I don't know what to do with myself, so I'm just going to jump. Whoop! I jumped a little bit. We're going to explain the difference between a tzaddik meikaro and a baal tshuva. How does a baal tshuva relate to his yetzer hara? A baal tshuva relates to his yetzer hara as someone outside of him who is going to swallow him up. A tzaddik meikaro relates to his yetzahara as somebody who is fighting with himself, because a tzaddik meikaro never confessed. So the ra is still within him. So that's how he relates to his yetzahara. So he's fighting with himself. The yetzahara, the enemy, is in him. It's within him. A baal tshuva was already misvadeh. And the Gemara says being misvadeh is like vomiting up the evil. So now he is fighting the baal tshuva with something that is outside of him. So there is hatkafa mibachutz. There is an attack from the outside, like the roof roof, like the barking dog. So that's the difference between a tzaddik meikaro, where the yetzah, where the ra is inside of him still. And that's why we said on one side the baal tshuva is greater, because the baal tshuva has ejected the ra from within him. And there's also an interesting lashon in the Gemara, Rabbi Isai. How much is this going for on eBay? 200,000 dollars. You ready? The Gemara says in Maseches Megillah, Moshe Yehuda, you say $225,000 you're willing to pay. Sold. The Gemara says in Maseches Megillah that a tzaddik meikaro is called Mizgaber El Yitzro, and a baal tshuva is called a Don Es Yitzro. A tzaddik meikaro, and a tzaddik from a pure tzaddik, is called somebody who overpowers his yetzer, and a baal tshuva is called somebody who judges his yetzer. What's the difference between those two terms? This is Megillah Daf Tesvav Amud Beis. The difference is exactly what you're saying. When a person is battling with himself, you can't say he's judging, like a dayan is judging a baal din. Because here, the person identifies with his yetzer. There can't be din when we're dealing with a person. So he has to be, he's with a tzaddik meikaro. So he's mizgaber and his yetzer, which is inside of him. When you talk about a baal tshuva, he can be done as yitzro. You can judge your yetzer because you don't identify, he doesn't identify with his yetzahar anymore. Because the yetzahar is gone, it's outside of him, it left. He was already toin tam vidui. He was already meki, he already vomited the koach hara. The koach hara is outside of him. There was a beirur. There was a separation of the mixture. So now we can talk about Mishpat. So he's done. The Baal Tshuva is done as Yitzro. He's judging his Yitzro. It's outside of him. And that's the... And Tzadik Meikaro can't say that, because he identifies with his Yitzro. With him there's still a mixture. He never tasted Vidui. So he has to be Mizgaber. And that's why the Gemara says, L'ruach Mishpat Zeh Baal Tshuva. Mishpat is Baal Tshuva because he's judging his Yetzer. Urach Gvura Zat Tzadik Meikaro. The power of Gvura Mizgaber is that the Tzadik Meikaro. And now, sweetest friends, we return to the Kesef Mishnah. The Pasuk says that a Baal Tshuva makes God his witness. And that is Shuva Yisrael Ad Hashem Elokecha. That's the Pasuk that the Kesef Mishnah said. That the Kesef Mishnah said that a Baal Tshuva makes God. That's how we understood the Rambam. That you make God your witness. And that's where Futner used that beautiful lashon. I want to say it again. Ki achen yesh biyad shel haneshama lahalos ora ad kidei hisyatzvus bifnei yotzra be'amiras atem edai. The neshama can elevate itself and say to God, Lord, you are my witness. And that's derived from the pasuk of Shuv Yisrael Ad Hashem Elokecha, as if it's written, Ein Hashem Elokecha, God is your witness. And we said that here there's an akudinif flaw that really makes us, requires us to introspect about this matter. Because we said that on one hand, a Baal Tshuva does what? Makes God his witness. We said a Tzaddik Meikaro has a different approach to sin. He doesn't say, God, you're my witness, I'm not going to sin again. He swears that he's not going to sin. So they're both afraid of doing an Avera. One, the Tzaddik Meikaro is Nishba, Nishbati Vakayem Alishmor Mishpatei Tzidkecha. So they are mafil, the midah of Kayomos, of making sure that they remain strong by taking an oath. And a Baal Tshuva takes God as his witness. So what's the nekud and a flaw here? The nekud and a flaw is that here we see the difference the divergence of the paths of the Baal Tshuva and the Tzaddik Me'ikara. How? Because we said that a Baal Tshuva and a Tzaddik Me'ikara relate to their Yetzer Hara differently. A Tzaddik Me'ikara is Nisgaber al his Yetzer. He is one with his Yetzer and he overpowers it. And a Baal Tshuva judges his Yetzer, like it says in the Gemara, because the Yetzer is outside of him. The Baal Tshuva tasted vidui. He's after he ejected the sin. So, if he would confess again, it's like a kelev hashav el kiyo. So he's relating to something outside of him. A tzaddik meikaro would never ejected the evil. So the evil is still inside of him. So he has to be misgaber. He can't be done as yetzer because the yetzer is inside of him. You can't judge something when you're one and the same. A judge can't judge a baal din if he's nogea b'davar. If he is the baal din, that wouldn't be a good judge. Here, the tzaddik meikar wants to overpower his yetzer. He's one with the yetzer, so he can't judge it because it's still inside of him. So there, the lashon is misgaber. Sweetest friends, when a person wants to prove that he's telling the truth, he takes a shvua. A shvua is effective both towards the other and for myself. I can even take a shvua for myself. It doesn't have to be necessarily vis-a-vis the other person. That zei yishav v'shein lo parchas michetzia, zei yishav v'shein lo parchas michetzia. As my dear son is learning now Mishnayos in Gemara Bav Metzia. He's learning the Gemara, but they started with the Mishnah. Even though he's advanced now to Gemara, but they still start with the Mishnah. It's not beneath their dignity. You know, you still got to know the Mishnayos. In any event, you don't only swear to other people, you also swear to yourself. That's also a beirut for yourself. Eidim, vis-a-vis oneself, you never have Eidim. Eidim are always le'ameit tvarav be'enei zulato. To prove the truth of your words in the eyes of someone else. And now, sweetest friends, this is a combination of gishmak and givaldik, which they say is gishvaldik. Tzadikim nishbayim liyitzram. Tzadikim take an oath that they're not going to succumb to their yetzer. Because a shvu is mechayev a person beino lebein atzmo, vis-a-vis himself. Because, yeah, that's where his yetzer hara is. His yetzer hara is within himself. And therefore, the correct path of action is shvua. Because shvua is mevarer beino lebein zulaso, and also beino lebein atzmo. So here we have a beino lebein atzmo issue, because the yetzer hara is within him. He takes a shvua. But hamadas edim, when do you have edim? Only klapei zulaso. Only when there is someone else involved. And that, sweetest friend, is the Baal Tshuva. Because what is the Baal Tshuva doing? He is saying, Atem Edai. God, he tells his Yetzer Hara, God is my witness that I am no longer interested in you. Ooh. So that's a very fundamental difference. The Baal Tshuva saying, Atem Edai, he's taking Hashem as his witness because the Yetzer Hara is outside of him. So in order to prove the truth of his words to this Yetzer, so he takes Hashem as his witness. That's when you need a witness. When it's somebody outside yourself, a different party. But when it comes to a tzaddik meikaro, where the Yetzer Hara is within, and there's no such thing as Edim. There, the correct approach is a shvua. And sweetest friends, it's not... Yehoshua, where are you going? We're not done yet. Ah, Baruch Hashem. It says in the pasuk, Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Hashem Echad. So everybody knows that Hashem Elokeinu is a Kabbalah on the Dibur of Anochi Hashem Elokecha, and Hashem Echad is a Kabbalah on the Dibur of Lo Yielecha, because we know their first commandment is, I am the Lord your God. The second commandment is, don't have any other gods. Hashem Elokeinu is, I am the Lord your God. Hashem Echad is a Kabbalah on the Dibur that we shouldn't have any other gods. Now, we have to understand, these Kabbalos come in Parshas Ve'eschanan after the second Dibros. Why do we wait for the second Dibros, for the second Yisro, we already have the Dibros Rishonos? Why do we wait for the Dibros Achronos? I'm not talking about Parshas, there's also Parshas Yisro. Parshas Yisro is when we got the Luchos Rishonim. So in Parshas Veschanan, which is after Luchos Shnios, so why do we wait until then to do what? To make this Kabbalah of Shema Yisrael Hashem Elokeinu Avinochin Lo Yelecha. And the answer is, sweetest friends, exactly what we've been saying in this Maimer. What's the difference between the Luchos Rishonos and the Luchos Shnios? What is the difference? You know what the difference is, sweetest friends? I'll tell you exactly what the difference is. The difference is that the Luchos Rishonos are talking about it to a tzaddik meikaro. The Luchos Hashnios are al derech hatshuva. In Veschanan, we're dealing with the Luchos Hashnios. These are the Luchos that are coming al derech hatshuva. This was after the Jews sin. This was after the Chet HaEgel. Those are the Luchos Shnios. And the whole idea of the Luchos Shnios is a pius, is an appeasement for that Maisa, for the Maisa of the Chet HaEgel. So the word Shema Yisrael is a lashon of tzivui to someone else. Shema Yisrael, listen, O Israel. And then right after that, there's a different lashon. And then it goes to Guf Rishon. Hashem Elokeinu. God is our God. So this pasuk of Shema Yisrael is using the terminology of a person who is relating to himself as if you relate to somebody else outside of you. Because again, Shema Yisrael is somebody outside of you, but then it says Hashem Elokeinu, which is me relating to myself. So I'm relating to myself as if it is someone outside of me. And that, sweetest friends, is a terminology that is appropriate for tshuva. Because now, the Yetzirah is outside of us. So that's why Dafka, after the second Luchos, which are after the sin, after the Chet HaEgel, so Dafka there, we're going to be using a different Lashon. We're going to be using the Lashon of a Baal Tshuva. So that's why after the second Luchos, we have Shema Yisrael, which is relating to somebody else, and then Hashem Elokeinu, but it's really us. Meaning a person who talks to himself as if he's talking to somebody outside of him, because that's what a Baal Tshuva does, because now the sin is outside of him. And that's why Shema Yisrael, Shem Elokeinu, Hashem Echad appears after the second Luchos in Veschanan, and not after the first in Yisro. And that's exactly what Rabbeinu Yonah was merames to us in the Ikar, in the 11th Ikar. Because he says that when you are a Baal Tshuva, you have to be extra special careful, because a person was once sick, and he's in danger of getting sick again. But he says that that's when he starts doing tshuva. Then there's a danger. But he was merames to us that afterwards it can work the other way. A tzaddik me'ikaro is in trouble more than a baal tshuva, because the baal tshuva now has ejected the chait. He's completely healthy, and the tzaddik me'ikaro never did vidui, so it's still within him. The sin is still in him, inside of him. And since the sin is still inside of him, so therefore he's in a lot more danger. And we even see that sometimes when a person was once sick, that's how it works. When you give somebody a chisun, when you give somebody a vaccination, thank you, Reb Nachman, that somebody gets a vaccination, so now he gets a little bit of that illness, and now he's not likely to get that illness. So this person is sort of vaccinated. After he did the sin together with the vidui, now he has a vaccination, as opposed to the tzaddik meikaro who doesn't have a vaccination. And mamish rabbeisai loshon chachamim merape. We all know the famous story of Shimon HaTzaddik, who said he never ate the asham of a nazir, except for one guy. One guy who we thought was a pure nazir. Who is that person? He said that I was a shepherd, and I went to the well to take water, and I looked in my reflection in the water, and all of a sudden my Yetzer Hara jumped on top of me and wanted to destroy me. And I told my Yetzer Hara, Russia, Lama Tamiz Gaba Olam Sheino Shelcha. I said to him, Russia, what are you trying to have gaiva about a world that's not yours? You're looking at your good looks, you're enjoying yourself. What are you doing? And on that, Shimon HaTzadik says, I kissed him on his head, and I told him, Kamoscha Yirbu Nozre Nazirus v'Yisrael, there should be many Nazirim just like you. And this kiss, this bracha of Shimon HaTzadik, is not only talking about the Maisa that happened, that he became a Nazir, but it's more than that. It's also what the Nazir said. Amarti lo, I spoke to my Yetzer Hara. And I said, Russia, what are you dealing with a world that's not yours? Olam Haz is not yours. So he was relating to the Raz if it was outside of him. And that's what a Baal Tshuva has to do. Beautiful. So in the light of this maimer that we've absorbed, that explains the difference between a tzaddik meikaro and a baal tshuva, that they have a difference, that a baal tshuva relates to his yetzer is outside of him, as opposed to a tzaddik meikaro. So lemei dimanu mizeh. We learn from the style of the Nazir what he said, a great chiddush. Sweetest friends, he hadn't sinned yet. So why was he saying to his Yetzer, Russia, Lama Tam's go Baum Shem Shah, as if the Yetzer wasn't him, as if it was outside of him? That means that an Adam Kasher can also relate to his Yetzer as if it's outside of him. So when it comes to a Baal Tshuva, he really vomited up his Yetzer, it's really outside of him. But when it comes to a Tzadik Meikaro, you're right, it might not literally be outside of him. But when he's afraid of sinning, he can really look at his Yetzer, and he can say, hey, yo, you guy, you're not me. So it's a dimyon. It is you. It is still inside of you. But that dimyon can also help. That dimyon of the Yetzer Hara being outside of you can help. So again, Rav Shimon HaTzadik loved what he said, because he said, listen, Russia, Lama Tamiz Gav Ba'olam Sheino Shelcha. He related to the Yetzer Hara as if it was outside of him, which is the mice of a Baal Tshuva. But the only thing is, he hadn't yet sinned. So he wasn't a Baal Tshuva. So why was he relating to his Yetzer as if it was outside of him? Because that's what the Mionos do. Like we're supposed to say, you're supposed to look at the world as if it's half Zakai and half Chayiv. One sin, the world is finished. One mitzvah, the world is saved. Not like that, necessarily. Nevertheless, sometimes Tziyurim help, even if they're Tziyurim Dimyonim. So you can make a dimyon and say, even a tzaddik meikar, that the Yetzer Hara is outside of me. Even though it's not true, it's only true for the Baal Tshuva. And Rav Huttner, at the end of the Maimer, makes one more fantastic he'ara. We know that after man and woman sin, so the Ra and Tov are now mixed in with the person. There was an Eitz Hadas Tov Ra, he ate it, now there's a mixture of Tov and Ra in the person. There's the Nachash, and the Nachash was Matil Zoama, and the Zoa and Chava, and that Zoama, that spiritual poison, is, makes a mixture of good and bad in the person. So what was the Klala of man? The Klala was, B'zeh Asatecha Tochal Lechem, that you should eat bread by the sweat of your brow. What's sweat? Sweat is psoles coming out of a person. It's the waste that comes from the guf to outside the guf. In other words, it's a beirur of tarovis. It's separating the mixture of good and bad. The sweat is eliminated from the person. That psoles, that waste, which is exactly the tikkun of the sin of Adam. Adam is a mixture of good and bad, and this gets rid of the bad. And that's also what the ground got. Kots v'dardar tatzmechlach. There are going to be weeds and thorns. So it's also kots and dardar are taroves. And that's taroves. Is part and parcel of creation. So you have the sweat of the person's brow that now there's going to be good and bad within the person. And there's a little bit when it comes out to the fore, now it comes, the sweat comes from inside, from in the sweat glands, and now it's ejected from the person. That's a little bit of a tikkun. And also there's the kotz v'dardar tatzmiach lach, also that within creation, you have after the sin, the curse was, there's going to be a mixture of tov and ra in creation. So that, sweetest friends, is the what Rav Futner says, and then he has one more he'ara from a Gemara in Masechet Shabbos, which we're not going to get into. He just leaves an open door for a great chiddush, which he doesn't explain what it is. But for us, for our purposes, we've learned about vidui. We've learned that there's a vidui that one does as part of the tshuva process. And then we learned there's another vidui that's a kapara. It's an automatic kapara. Even though it doesn't have all the aspects of tshuva, and it's just an acknowledgement of sin, how does vidui work? Vidui is hotzas ha-ra me'atov, and that's about tshuva. And about tshuva looks at the ra after he does vidui as being outside of him, whereas a tzaddik me'akar looks at it as if it's inside of him. About tshuva is danas yitzro, because it's outside of him. A tzaddik me'akar is miskavra yitzro, because it's inside of him. It's Kekelava Shavel Kiyo when he does vidui a second time, because it's already outside. What is he going back to this Ramit form? Shuvi Yisrael Ad Hashem Elokecha, Eid Hashem Elokecha. You're taking God as your witness to be Ma'ames, to try to prove, to verify to someone else, to your Yetzer, that you're not going to sin again, as opposed to a Tzadik Me'ekar who takes a Shavua, where he's doing it for himself. Shmai Yisrael, which comes after the Luchos Shnios, and that's relating outside of yourself, Shema Yisrael, to Hashem Elokeinu, which is inside, our God, I'm identifying with myself, Shema Yisrael, I'm relating to somebody else, because that's now how we look at our Yetzirah after the sin, after the Luchos Shnios. And sometimes it's easier to be about tshuva, because the sin is outside of you, whereas in the process of doing tshuva, it's harder, because you're much more likely to go back to it, than a tzaddik me'karo. And you have the Nazir, the holy Nazir, who's not only did he become a Nazir when his Yetzer overcame him, but he also said, Rasha lama tamas gav olam sheno shelcha. He looked at his Yetzer as if it was outside of him, and even though he wasn't a Baal Tshuva, he was a tzaddik me'karo, but still, that's the proper approach, even though it's a tzir dimyon, even though it's his imagination, but it's good to imagine sometimes your Yetzer being outside of you. And that's the klal of Bezeas Apecha, which is a little bit of a tikkun, a hafrada, a flut of the psoles, a removal and ejection of the psoles, and the kotz v'darda, this is a mixture of tov and ra in the bria, and we should all be zoche to be metaking that, and in that tzchus, we'll be zoche, shekola rasha, kula, ka'ashan tichle, all of the evil in the world will evaporate like smoke, v'vias mashiach tzidkenu, v'ageula hashalema, v'mehera v'yameinu, Amen v'amen, shalom shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.